Although Beryl prospered beyond the wealth of most gnomes, he was not completely happy. It is said that gnomes have yet another special trait and not an especially welcome one. That trait was that being anywhere near a gnome could make a person feel sad, no matter what else was going on. It seems that Beryl himself was a victim of this very effect. Or maybe it was just that the need to supervise his many workers meant that he spent long days in the gloomiest of regions, miles below ground. Either way, it is true that sometimes Beryl longed to be outside, where the world was green with growing things and the sky was blue and filled with bird songs. At those times, he would take on the form of a human and travel through the mountain to spend some time with the creatures who lived their lives in the sun and shade of the world outside his own kingdom. And that is how he happened to fall in love with one of those very creatures. On this last adventure, Beryl had not gone very far when he heard sounds of merriment. That in itself would have been enough to draw his attention, for laughter in a gnome's kingdom was rare. It's not that it was banned, it's just that there was very little reason for it. Beryl was still in the forest, but close to its farthest edge. There the trees had dwindled into a pleasant woodland. The open spaces of farm, village, and castle were just beyond. Hiding behind a screen of leaves, Beryl peered at the scene ahead of him. Four young women danced by a little brook that ran at the foot of a sparkling waterfall. Each of the young women bore herself proudly, as suited someone of noble birth. One woman, though, was especially lovely, and Beryl could hardly keep his eyes off her. As he moved closer, a twig snapped underfoot. All the women turned in his direction. In an instant, Beryl made himself invisible, but he did not leave. Instead, he kept his place and watched and listened.